Welcome to Conversations with Haikini, author, podcaster, and coach. We are celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikini podcast. As a wellness coach, I am committed to empowering you to prioritize your health and well-being. I understand that each person's journey is unique, and I strive to provide personalized support and resources to help my clients achieve their health and wellness goals. I believe that by setting an example of creating this life I want for myself, I can inspire and empower others to do the same. I am dedicated to helping you as my client feel your best and support you as you take charge of your own health and well-being. We have some great tips to share here, so grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So welcome to Conversations with Haikini podcast. We are celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikini podcast. I'm super excited about this episode. We are going to talk about the impact of your mindset on your health and well-being and how a wellness coach can help. I'm going to share some key strategies for a positive and empowering mindset. You don't want to miss that. So make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper or a note app. Make sure you have that handy because I'm going to share 5 different ways that a wellness coach can help you. Grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So we are back with another episode of Conversations with Haikini podcast. And I'm so excited to be connecting with you on today. The way we think about and feel about our health can have a big impact on our behavior and outcome. Our thoughts, our beliefs, they can influence everything from our eating habits to our exercise routine or movement routine, whatever you want to call it, and even our willingness to seek medical attention when needed. This is why it is so important to have a positive and empowering mindset when it comes to your health. So when you start believing that you are capable of making healthier choices and taking care of yourself, you're more likely to engage in healthier behaviors. But you never know, right? But just think about it. When you have that more positive mindset, you're more likely to do what? Have a regular exercise or movement routine, eat foods that make you feel more vibrant and give you more energy, and you make time for self-care. Remember, we talked about that in the last episode. If you missed that episode, make sure you go back and listen. But guess what? When you believe that you're not capable of making healthy choices, you often will neglect your health and avoid whatever type of care or accountability that you may need. So, I got a little story to tell you about. So, just hold on. Make sure that you are at a place where you can listen, and maybe you may see yourself in this story. All right, so meet Janae. She's a busy mom and she is approaching her mid-40s. And like many women her age, Janae is constantly juggling a demanding career, the needs of her family, and responsibilities of running her household. So despite her busy schedule, Janae has always made her health and wellness our priority. But she's getting older and she's starting to notice some changes in her body and energy levels. She's been feeling more tired and stressed out, and she's starting to worry about her long-term health. One day, while just looking through TikTok, Instagram, she stumbled upon an article about the importance of mindset and health and wellness. Now, I know you've been on TikTok or Instagram and you found something or somebody posted something and then you click their link and then they have on their long list of things dealing with health and wellness. So she stumbled upon an article in her search, and it was talking about the importance of mindset in health and wellness. She was so excited about it. She started reading it, and guess what? She knew that there was something that could have a bigger impact on her behavior and her overall well-being. She realized that she had been approaching her health in a negative light, and she felt so defeated. And she always was focusing on what she couldn't do instead of what she could. So she decided she was going to change something. She wanted her mindset to be more positive than negative. So she decided to accept some help from a wellness coach. And so her wellness coach, she started to help her understand the relationship between her thoughts, her emotions, and her food choices. She learned that the food choices she had been making were heavily influenced by her negative mindset and her emotional state. And that by making small changes in her diet or her eating rhythm, whatever you want to call it, she could improve her overall health and well-being. So with her coach's guidance, Janae began to focus on more nutrient-dense foods that would make her feel more vibrant. There was more vitamins and minerals to support her overall function of her brain health and her body. She started getting involved in more mindfulness practices such as meditation and yoga. And these helped her to become more aware of her thoughts and her emotions and allowing her to better have control over them. Now, as Janae continued to work on her mindset, she began to notice other improvements. She had more energy. She was feeling less stressed. And she also started to sleep better and her mood changed for the better. Janae's story. It's an awesome story, right? Could you like imagine yourself instead of, you know, Janae, it's insert your name. But it's just a reminder that our mindset plays a huge role in our health and wellness. And by shifting to a more positive and an empowering mindset, we can improve our behavior and ultimately our outcome. As I mentioned before, creating the life that you want. So, having a coach, a wellness coach, nutrition coach, whatever name they go by, can be a great resource in helping you shift your mindset and improve your overall health and well-being. It's a journey, so it takes time, it takes effort, it takes the right tools, and you can shift your mindset and improve your overall health and well-being. So I know that was a lot. I know Janae's story was a lot, but I'm pretty sure you could find yourself in her story. I want you to take this time to share this with at least two people that you know that could use a mindset shift. And what I share could probably be more helpful to them, as finding someone to hold them accountable and to make those changes. So I'm going to backtrack just a moment, just so I can make sure you have all five of the ways that a wellness coach can help you with your mindset and impacting your overall health and well-being. Number one. A wellness coach can create a personalized nutrition plan that fits your needs and goals. Number two, a wellness coach can also provide that support and accountability as you work to make healthy changes in your life. Number three, a wellness coach can help you identify and overcome any barriers that may be preventing you from reaching your healthy goals. Number four, a wellness coach can help you understand the relationship between food and your emotions and how to use food as a tool to support your mental and emotional well-being. And number five, a wellness coach can help you understand the importance of nutrient-dense foods that provide essential vitamins, minerals to support the overall function of the brain and the body. And so, as a reminder, a coach does not take the place of your medical doctor. Always seek advice from your medical doctor or whomever. But I'll tell you, a coach is there, like I said, to provide accountability, support, education, give you testimonials of what's happened in others' lives, other clients, and themselves. So always do your own research. Always know that this is something that you are taking a risk. And it's a positive. It can be positive. But just be reminded that it doesn't replace, it doesn't intend to replace your medical physician. But coaches are great to provide that plan, that support, and that accountability, and give you those tools to start prioritizing your health and well-being, getting your mind right, as we say, and making sure you have that better, more high vibe mindset to create the life that you want. So if that is something that you're interested in, I offer you to work with me as your wellness coach, to be that guide, to be that personalized support for you, to make sure you are changing your mindset and living a more happier and vibrant life, ultimately creating the life that you want. So what I'll do is leave my link in the show notes. I have a customized plan that will be just for you. It's time for wellness coaching, and this will help you create better habits, making a better informed decision on how to take control of your mind, your health, once and for all. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.